presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. As you remember, Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, are now visiting the ranch of Comanche Joe, a wealthy Indian who owns many oil fields in the far west. Kent is to collect material for a story on the strange howling of a mysterious coyote, whose cry, according to Comanche Indian legend, warns of impending danger. Unknown to anyone but his henchmen, Lawson the ranch foreman is behind the strange howling of the coyote in order to induce Comanche Joe to sell his ranch and oil fields at a loss. In our last episode, we heard how Lawson almost brought about the death of Jimmy Olsen, and according to plan, Jimmy was thrown from a horse and seriously hurt, though his life was saved for the moment by his friend Tumbleweed Jones. Our last episode ended, but wait, listen.
Use your head. The doctor's 20 miles from here over the mountains. There's a blizzard raging, man, the worst I've ever seen. You'll never get through. You and the kid and that horse of yours will freeze to death out there on the mountains.
Jerry, if the doc can't come here, we'll go to him. Get those blankets around him and hurry up. Pronto, you hear me?
All right, but you're a local hombre, Tumbleweed. Nobody, not even up there Superman fella himself, could get through this blizzard.
I can try. Anyway you look at it, the kid died. Well, I'll take a chance on getting him through the mountains to the doctor.
He's all settled, Tumbleweed.
Yeah, the kid's ready, too. All wrapped up in blankets.
Tumbleweed, listen to reason. You'll never make it.
Maybe not, but I can try. Open that door, Jerry. I'm on my way. I'll save the little laughing squirrel here or die in this.
You're loco, Tumbleweed. But good luck to you.
Well, there they go. Lord help.
Open up in there.
Come in.
Hello,
Mr. Kent.
Oh, Jerry. Oh, say, I hope you got a good roaring fire going. It's taking Comanche me over an hour and a half to get in from the oil fields.
I've never seen such a blizzard, Jerry. Oh, it's a real howler. Certain suicide to be out in a night like this.
Yeah, sure is.
Jerry?
What's wrong? Comanche? Mr. Kent?
Jerry, where's Jimmy Olsen? What's happened?
Oh, just tighten your saddle, Mr. Kent, and take it easy. Ain't gonna do no good getting excited now.
What are you talking about, Jerry? Let's have it straight.
Well, the kid, Jimmy, he's been hurt bad. Some dang fool put him up on Gentle Lamb while the kid was wearing spurs.
What?
Dusty it was.
Dusty? Why, sure, Jimmy went for a ride with Dusty when Kent and I left for the oil field this afternoon.
What's this about spurs and that horse?
Oh, Kent, to use spurs on that horse is like putting your head in the mouth of a raging lion. What happened, Jerry?
Well, the kid was thrown and trampled on.
What?
The horse would have killed him if Tumbleweed Jones hadn't put up an arrow through the critter's heart.
Where is Jimmy? Have you sent for a doctor?
Doctor would never get through on a night like this, Mr. Kent.
I know, but something must be done to...
Something's being done. Tumbleweed Jones left here with a kid about an hour ago.
He left here with... Jerry, let me get this straight. You don't mean Tumbleweed is going to try and get through those mountains tonight.
That's exactly what I do mean, Comanche.
Why, that's suicide. He'll never make it. They'll lose the trail and freeze to death out there.
That's what I try to tell him, Comanche. Oh,
Comanche, we've got to do something. Can we put a call through the doctor? I've got to know if they've arrived or not.
If they get through, it'll take them at least another hour or more.
Oh, the kid may not last that long. Not if that concussion is bad. Kent, where are you going?
Well, I've simply got to do something. I can't just stand here waiting. I'm going up to my room and get these wet clothes off. That'll give me something to do for a while.
Jerry, this is terrible. Terrible. There isn't a chance in the world of them getting through.
I know that, Comanche. But I just couldn't say it in front of Mr. Kent.
Maybe there is something we can do. Jerry, I'll be back as soon as I can.
Where are you bound for?
The Comanche Reservation. I want to have a talk with my father, Chief Running Fox. He may be able to help. I don't know. See you later.
I hope my excuse about wanting to change my clothes sounded reasonable to Comanche and Jerry. Jerry didn't fool me. There isn't a chance of Jimmy and Tumbleweed getting through this blizzard alive. Something's got to be done. And it looks like a job for Superman.
I'll leave through the window. Ah, blizzard's getting worse. No time to lose. Up, up, and away!
Tumbleweed.
Don't talk, youngster. You get too much of this cold air, it'll freeze your lungs. It's all right, Lightning. It's all right, fella.
How far we come?
Don't know for certain. About halfway, I'd reckon.
I'm worried, Tumbleweed.
Oh, will you shut up talking? You got to conserve your strength.
Pain. Terrible pains in my head.
Yeah, I know. Up, Lightning. Up you come.
He stumbled, Tumbleweed. On his knees in the snow.
Yeah. Bogged down in his drift. Come on, Lightning. Come on, fella. Now he's up. I don't know how much longer he's going to keep going.
The blizzard's getting worse, Tumbleweed. Do you think we'll make it?
We gotta make it, son. We gotta make it. If Lightning here can hold up.
Lightning. Good old Lightning. You shouldn't have done it, Tumbleweed.
Will you shut up and conserve your strength? I jingle, youngster, if you don't have... Whoa, 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 Lightning, whoa.
Stumbled again.
Yeah. Come on, fella. Come on. Get up, you know. Get up. Come on now, fella. Come on. Now, this is Tumbleweed talking to you. You just got to pull yourself out of that snowdrift.
Can't do it, Tumbleweed. It's exhausted the way we are.
We'll have to get off and try to help him up. I'll take it easy. I'll set you down for a minute. Now, you just lay here now, Jim, while I try to get Lightning up to the seat.
Okay.
Right. Lightning, old man. Come on now. Ah, that drip ain't so deep you can't get up. Come on, partner. I'll see if you can. Come on, Lightning. You've got to get up. You hear me, boy? You've got to. Yeah. I guess you can. I guess you just ain't got the strength.
Tumbleweed.
Be with you in a minute, son. Lightning, I can't leave you here to freeze to death. And I gotta go on without you. So, partner, I guess you'll understand why I'm doing this. Yes, sir, Lightning. That's right. Just turn your head. So long, partner.
Tumbleweed, what was that? I heard a shot, Tumbleweed.
It's all right, son. It's all right. You and me gotta go on without Lightning.
Without Tumbleweed? You...
Well, I had to do it. He'd have froze to death. Now, no more talking. I gotta carry you, and we got a long way to go. Yeah, Jimmy, we got a long way to go.
If I could only find them. The snow covers everything. Not a trace of them anywhere. I've got to find them, and I've got to find them soon. Now, the temperature must be close to zero or below it. And this icy wind is enough to... Wait. There's something down there. A black shape lying in the snow. I'll go down. Down! Down! Oh. Tumbleweed's horse, Lightning. He's been shot. Tumbleweed must have done that to keep him from suffering. Body is stiff and frigid. Lying here for some time. I must go on. Up, up, and away!
Kid. Jimmy. Kid. You hear me? Kid, you mustn't go to sleep. You hear?
Warm.
Oh, can't go on. You just think it is. Wake up, you kid. Wake up.
Oh, Tumbleweed. Don't shake me like that. Every time you do it, pain in my head.
I know it, but I can't let you go to sleep. You'll die if you do. You've got to keep awake.
Keep awake.
Jimmy, you hear me? Wake up.
Oh, please, Tumbleweed. My arm, you're hurting me.
And I tell you, you're going to keep awake, even if I have... Wait, Jimmy. Look.
What?
Look,
ahead of us, something in the snow. We must be coming to a...
Tumbleweed. What is it?
It's a horse.
A horse?
It's lightning, Jimmy. We've been walking in a circle.
Lost. Lost in a raging blizzard. What will happen to Jimmy Olsen and Tumbleweed Jones? Will Superman be able to find them in time? And what will be the outcome of this adventure in the Far West? Be sure to hear the next thrill-packed episode with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.